Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at April 12, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Canadian conspiracy theorist and social media personality, at Liz_Churchill10. She's best known for spreading the most outrageous conspiracy theories, and for promoting pro-Kremlin narratives on social media. It seems that Lizzie believes pretty much any conspiracy theory that supports her worldview. Globalist satanic cults, vaccine/Bill Gates/Klaus Schwab will kill you, HIV/AIDS is a bioweapon, Pizzagate, that Kamala Harris is part fish. It's all there. I mean, let's look at her takes on September 11th. According to Liz, it was of course an inside job, but she also wonders why the WEF leader Klaus Schwab was having outdoor lunch. He was not, in NYC in a place that had a perfect view of the WTC. When they collapsed, on 9-11. Other than that, she's just a regular housewife, who allegedly worked as a street psychologist, whatever that means, until she retired. But this could be yet another lie, as she lies a lot. Lizzie lies about the number of degrees her husband has, he has exactly one. The number of languages she speaks, that her grandfather fought the Nazis, and that her grandmother was Dr. Frances Kelsey, a doctor who refused to authorize thalidomide for patients. There's so many lies that it's hard to keep up, but in the end the whole family seems to be a Canadian white trash ragtag that supports Donald Trump and rocks fuck Trudeau tattoos. When your life is extremely boring and uneventful, I guess it's some sort of escapism to just come up with stuff to look better. Lizzie has grown her account with a technique called rage farming. She posts the most outrageous, usually made-up stuff in order to garner likes and shares. This strategy is used by many conspiratorial accounts, including at Jackson Inc., at Dom_Lucre and at MattWallace888. Today's X is a perfect place to use rage farming, as spreading disinformation and lies has no absolutely ramifications. The owner of this platform actually encourages people to do so, and he even follows and comments on most of the biggest disinformation accounts. Liz is currently at number 29 position on the most community noted accounts on X, just one note ahead of the site's owner. Liz, you gotta step up, even the Embassy of Russia in South Africa, at Embassy of Russia, is ahead of you. On those rare occasions when she references to articles in her posts, Lizzie uses sources like The People's Voice, InfoWars, Real America's Voice, and of course straight-up Russian propaganda. Her BS has also been fact-checked several times by various fact-checking sites. Weirdly, considering that she's Canadian, Liz is also a staunch defender of Donald Trump. According to her, Trump was arrested for exposing the Biden family's child sex trafficking. According to her, the Bidens also invested into bioweapons labs, allegedly in Ukraine. Lizzie absolutely loathes Ukraine and especially their courageous leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. She was one of the first people to spread lies about Zelensky buying a house from King Charles, and she spread other fake news about Zelensky's alleged real estate businesses. Then there's the classics like the secret US/CIA/Ukrainian biolabs, Ukrainian Nazis, Euro Maidan was a CIA coup orchestrated by Victoria Nuland, etc. But also something completely new, Lizzie claims that Ukraine's first lady has been accused of child trafficking. Putin she sees as some kind of savior who's fighting against the satanic globalists whose mission apparently is to spread decadence and wokeism in the Western societies. Interestingly, she doesn't seem to have any desire to leave her comfy homeland to, say, Russia. She really is obsessing over Putin, and she's posted tens of posts where she praises his leadership skills, and his efforts in fighting against LGBTQ+ propaganda, child sterilization, gender dysphoria cult and pedophilia. To conclude, Liz is a housewife/conspiracy theorist who would be completely unremarkable if it wasn't for modern social media sites and their tendency to promote BS and lies. She's that aunt at family dinners who rants to everyone about chemtrails and fluoride and toothpaste. This soup was brewed in collaboration with the Add-on Intel Agency. Find us also on other socials.